Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 17th. The grains closed mixed, with December corn up 2.25 cents at 667.5, December wheat down 10.75 cents at 806.75, and January beans down 12.25 cents at 1417. The corn was able to rally 12.5 cents off its lows. The wheat about 11 cents off its lows. The beans just a little bit over 10 cents off the lows. But wheat and corn, wheat and beans still closed lower. The bean oil was down almost 2 cents, down 195 ticks. Crude oil finished down $3.95 a barrel. But the bean oil has now broken 7 cents in the last 4 or 5 sessions out here, partly because the prices around the world, it's now pencils out that they can bring bean oil into the United States. So it looks like we'll be importing some of the bean oil, and that has really taken the steam out of the bean oil market. Plus, the crude oil market has broken significantly out here. So all that weighed on the beans, despite the stellar exports that we saw this morning in the beans at 3 million metric tons. Now, how much more are the Chinese going to buy before the end of the year? We'll have to see. But I still think as long as the Brazilian crop is looking as big as it is, the Chinese are going to try to wait it out and buy those beans at much cheaper prices after the first of the year. The dollar was up about 50 ticks here today, 106.63. I don't think that really had much impact on the market. Well, most of the markets were down. What was surprising to me that the corn was able to rally. We didn't get down to that support again at 650. We only got down to 655.75 and rallied from there. That to me, we closed higher. That was certainly a surprise to me, particularly with the crude oil down $4 a barrel. And, you know, I guess the end users still want to snap up supplies at lower prices out here. Part of what surprises me is when this market is under pressure, the funds don't seem to be too concerned about it. They've lightened up from about 245,000 contracts down to about 220, but they're still heavily long. You know, maybe they're waiting for a close under 650. If that happens, then I think you've got to see or got to expect that the funds will be selling more. While the funds are already short wheat, if we do close under $8, I think that'll accelerate more selling. If the beans, January beans, close under $14, I think that will accelerate the selling there. So overall, again, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here, except that the corn was able to rally and close higher on the day, but I just don't know if it's going to be able to sustain it. Now, the last I've heard, I haven't heard anything that has said Russia has actually signed this agreement. We know they agreed to it, and Turkey and the UN say that the deal's been made, but I haven't seen anything that finalized it yet. So, you know, could Putin pull a move tonight and say he's having second thoughts, the wheat market rallies, he sells it again tomorrow, and then Friday night comes out and says, okay, we'll sign it. Who knows with this guy? But at any rate, you know, I just don't see anything particularly positive out here, and I think the pros will continue to sell the rallies. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.